Think of thrival instead of survival. Yes, I've just created my own word, thrival. Because when we can learn to thrive in life instead of just surviving the daily grind of life, we can often have more joyful moments in life. I've grown to believe that daily practice of consistent actions will eventually create the results you desire. It sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But it's not that simple for many, including me. I actually considered myself to be fit for someone in their 60s, even though I'm teetering in the overweight category of the BMI, that body mass index guideline. So since our move to the beautiful lakeside town of Goderich back during the pandemic, my husband and I developed the habit of walking at least 2 kilometers a day. And then he had a heart attack. And he was an avid cyclist and a jock throughout his youth. He went to the gym every day, and his BMI was perfect. So it came as a shock. I am happy to share that he's recovering nicely, although not as quickly as he would like. Being a doer in the enforced slowing down has been hard for him. It's not easy to just be when you've spent a lifetime being defined by tireless action. But we are, after all, human beings instead of human doings. That would be nice to spend more time in the bee. So nearly losing my husband of 30 years has given me lots of space for deep introspection. Life seems to have a way of forcing us to pause, even when we'd rather keep moving. I was reminded of one of my favorite radio interviews with Jeff Timmermans. It was back in 2002. He was 74 at the time, and he cycled across Canada to raise money for Alzheimer's research. His dear wife, Toni, had been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. She was in long-term care at a very young age, and Jeff visited her every day for years. They had been married for nearly 5 decades. After Jeff completed his Miles for Memories journey, we met for lunch. I told him how much I admired his discipline and commitment to cycle every day, especially after such a grueling journey across the country. He laughed and he asked me, "Do you brush your teeth every day?" I responded, "Yes, of course." He smiled and said, "Then why wouldn't you exercise every day? It's just as important for your health." Jeff's legacy of resilience and commitment extended far beyond his cycling achievements. He climbed Mount Kilimanjaro twice, once at the age of 78 and then again at 79. He earned countless awards, including Stratford Citizen of the Year, the Golden Jubilee Medal, and the Governor General's Award. Jeff sadly passed away in 2023. He was 95, and his life continues to inspire me, and I'm sure countless others as well. So in loving memory of Jeff and his Miles for Memories legacy, I've done some reflection on a few practices that can help us thrive, not just survive in this challenging world. So here are some practices for thriving. Be grateful for everything, even the challenges. Be filled with love and compassion, starting with yourself. Be kind, even when it's hard. Be disciplined, recognizing that small, consistent actions matter. Develop a healthy response to life's uncertainties. Accept that certainty doesn't exist. Maintain hope that you can handle whatever comes your way. Understand that people will often follow their own paths, not the ones you want for them. Cultivate self-awareness and resist self-defeating impulses. And finally, take responsibility for your mistakes and strive to learn from them. My philosopher dad used to say, life is a tough teacher because we always get the test before the lesson. There are countless tools, techniques, and strategies that can help you on your journey to better health and well-being. If you'd like to take those first steps toward a life of greater awareness, acceptance, and joy, I would love to hear from you. May the force be with you. And remember, you are the force.